Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Lewis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis from the Pastani Studios, John McTavish, and from the Box Press Studio, June Liu. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Please
man.
Go to download at bxpr.sd/install.
There you go.
Okay. Take a print screen, guys.
No, do it no right www. Out. What? I'm just kidding.
I don't think it's necessary anymore.
No, it's not. It hasn't been necessary for like a decade.
That's right. That's right.
HTTP.
HTTPS. Because they care about your security.
So today we are talking about the West Tampa Attic Series Attic. The cigar is a Toro Extra 6x54. Comes out of the Garmendia factory in Nicaragua. Wrappers Mexican San Andreas, binders Nicaraguan Condega, and filters Nicaraguan Condega and Esteli, blended by Rick Rodriguez. The price point is $12.99, and the cigar was released in December of 2022. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Overall, pretty average. That pretty like linear flavor profile, pretty narrow focus set of flavors. All the typical kind of flavors, right? It's like, you know, dirt, earthy, cedar, leather. Not much aside from that. So short finish. You know, I'm more of a long finish kind of guy, you know? So.
Oh, all right, know. Seth, how's your finish?
How's your finish?
Listen, this was a smoking experience like no other. First third, I really didn't get anything. I mean, it was there was nothing there. I just was smoking to smoke, but I had a little chit chat with Aaron, and then we turned around in the second third. I was getting a little earth, tobacco, cedar. I did get like these little hazelnut qualities, and then I thought I was losing my mind. I was like, "There's no way I'm picking up like a hazelnut quality with this cigar." I was like, "I'm just reaching." And then I was like, no, let's focus. And I got some hazelnut qualities. But that's about it. I mean, there's a little bit of mocha, but it was just medium strength and body. There was not much. John?
You know, the cigar started out interesting. It kind of hit me right out of the gate with a sweet blast of pepper, and then migrated over to creamy earth, and then kind of continued to transition to sort of faint chocolate and a woody character, a little bit of background note with that pepper. So I'd say that, you know, by the middle part of the first third, it was kind of creamy wooden tobacco, and it did enough to sort of hit that good mark for me. But I don't know if it was June or Seth that said it was, you know, linear. And I think it became quite linear in the second third where, you know, it had some interesting flavors like pepper, bread, and wood, but it didn't really combine in a way that really engaged me, you know, like Seth kind of said, it's smoking to smoke. And I was like, I really kind of had to focus on writing stuff down because I was just like, I didn't really feel there's a lot going on. And the last third was sort of more of the same, started out creamy, light pepper, bread, and wood. And then the wood just kind of became the primary flavor as it progressed. The real tale here, unfortunately, is I have like a textbook of notes on the burn. I just had just an unfortunate long list of issues, starting with when I took the footband off. There was a fair amount of wrapper damage because whoever put the footband on obviously used too much glue. And it's like, that's not how you want to start a review process or really smoking a cigar. Had to do a relight, had some touch-ups, and then sort of cap it all off when I got to the cigar band. Removed the cigar band, and there was, again, substantial amount of wrapper damage underneath. I took a picture. I don't know if we're going to post it, but it was rough. I think it was approaching the point where if it was at a B&M, I'd be like, yeah, like I need a different cigar. It was really unfortunate. And it's been a long time since I've run into sort of construction that bad. So anyways,
You would have taken a picture of the QR code and saw Rick Rodriguez's story, you would have felt differently.
It is a nice QR code, and I do love Ricky. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, my draw was snug. So, you know, not a great experience for me. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted cedar and sharp baking spice. Got some earth that joined in a little bit later, and then the baking spice transitioned to black pepper. Second third saw the earth take a slight lead as the pepper mellowed, and then the final third saw the earth and toasted cedar come back to even with the pepper mellowing a bit more. I had perfect construction on my sample. Sorry, John, we just had the opposite ends of the spectrum. I thought the cigar started with a nice combination of flavors and balance, but as the air took the lead in the second third, the profile kind of dropped a level and kind of mundane the rest of the way. I thought also the cigar had a fair bit of strength to it, so it's just something to watch out for. I don't really see this as a cigar I'd come back with any frequency. It just wasn't very interesting after that first third, and kind of strength was a bit too much for the flavor profile that was there. There was not enough balance between the two to make it something that's interesting to me. So let's get into the scores. Very interesting is that I am the high score at 6.1. June gave it a 5.75, John gave it 5.15, and Seth gave it 4.6. So my 6.1 matches up well. Above average flavor profile. I had perfect construction, so I could sit above that six mark, but this one's just not one that I'm really that interested in coming back to. Like I said, the strength and flavor profile were just out of balance. So not something that I really want to come back to. June, how did your 5.75 matchup?
Yeah, pretty average. I wish, like, I know this sounds bad, but can we get some stuff? Like, just wild. Throw some fucking, like, cigarette tobacco there or something. Just get away from General Cigar, mass production, shit ton of SKUs that overall taste kind of the same. Can we just get away from that? I mean, you have your own brand now, so just go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Put some weed in there, you know? It's okay. It's okay. Okay?
All right, John, 5.15.
Yeah, that matches up well. I'd say flavor profile wise, you know, maybe at the 5.65 mark, not enough really to make me return to it. But the combination of the tight draw, the snug draw, and then the construction, which was just the word I'd use is a disaster. So, yeah, that's not what you'll want to see, and I can't imagine I'd want to return to this.
Seth, 4.6.
Yeah, I mean, listen, construction was a problem. Flavor profile was lacking. I mean, the cigar was ugly as hell too. I mean, this was like, we've talked about this. It's like there was like a green quality to this Maduro. It was like the first Candela Maduro. It's impressive. I'm, you know, good for them.
Candela hybrid. We call that hybrid.
It's a hybrid. It's a hybrid. I mean, it's
Barber pole the single wrapper.
Barber pole. It was pretty rough. It was rough. I was, you know, it was brutal.
All right. Any final thoughts from you guys on this one?
I'm not even going to make any attic references on this one. It's just,
you know, I'm going to make an attic reference. It's a little unwieldy. It's a little unwieldy. And I think a few people have commented on it that, Attic Series Attic just doesn't roll off the tongue. Like it's weird.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Attic Series, the Attic.
Yeah. It's a weird.
They're like, we're going to, you know, it's kind of, that's pretty pathetic, to be quite honest with you. Let's start by just, you have a naming council since we have one. All right.
Yeah.
We started a series of cigars called the Attic Series. And if I was like, hey, let's call the first cigar Attic, John, you would be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And yeah, I'd use a veto.
And then we move off from that discussion.
Right away.
And I would
what
be
do
like,
you think?
I'd be like Canada, yeah. Vetoes. And you'd be like, you're no longer on the naming council.
Yeah, you're off.
That's
the
probably
naming
how
council.
It would go down. Come on, really? Like something.
And Aaron would be like, well, it's my brand. Fuck you, Seth. And then it'll be called.
you could have called it the Cottage House Attic Series. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many other ways you could have gone with that.
Go up into, if you have an attic, go up into your own fucking attic, look around, and get creative about what a name could be. Not like, hey, we're going to name a cigar called the Attic Series. Oh, like the Attic? Boom. There we go. Fucking did it.
No, yeah.
It's done. Like, boom. Print it.
Yep.
We're good.
Oh, man.
This is why nobody likes us at the PCA.
Yep. Wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website at valvinpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.
Attic, 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 attic.